Shalom Aleichem on behalf of 5613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Samach Aleph, Bechoros 61, the last daf in Bechoros, pagination 121. We'll start on the previous daf at the Mishnah, actually on Amud Aleph, so that we can get our bearings. So the second line of the Mishnah told us, as we did in the previous session, Karo Lechi'i Asiri, if he called the ninth, number 10, Vala Asiri Tishi'i, and the 10th of this Meiser Behema process, he called 9, Ula Achad Osar Asiri, and the 11th he called 10 as well. Shloshtan Mikudashim, all three are Kodesh, but in different levels. Hachi'i, the 9th, is not really Kadosh in a practical way. Ne'echal b'mumo, you're going to have to wait until it's mum, gets a mum, and then you'll be able to eat it. V'asiri ma'aser, the 10th one, even though it was called 9, but intrinsically it is ma'aser, the count meant 10. So that's ma'aser. V'achad osar, and the 11th, which was also called 10, is karev shlamim, is going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Let's look at Amud Beis. So now we're on the facing page to today's daf, starting from the top of the page, where we're quoting from the Mishnah. Karula Chi Asiri, Vala Asiri Chi, Ulachad Osar Asiri. He counted 10, 9, 10. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Minayin she'im karo la'chi'i asiri. How do you know that he called the ninth one 10 for la'asiri chi'i, and then he tried to correct it with the 10th one and called it 9? Or la'achar asar asiri, and then he calls the 11th 10 because he's just continuing from where he's up to, and now he's up to 9. So he did 10, 9, 10 in his counting. She'shloshtan mikudashim. All three become kodesh. Talmud Lomar, it's based on a pasuk, and this discussion, where in this pasuk do you see it? The pasuk says, V'chol ma'asar bakar v'tzon, all of the ma'aser, so that could be an inclusion, kol ha'sheyavar tachas ha'shavet, anything that comes under the staff, ho'asiri yihiya kodesh, the 10th one shall be kodesh, even though it's not really kodesh, it shall be kodesh. And that's where you see that even though an animal is not really the 10th, it could be qualifying as the 10th, says the Gemara. Yochol sha'ani marbe af shemini ushnei masar. I would think you could go as far as the 8th one and the 12th one. Maybe we could take, once you got a good thing, maybe you just keep taking the principle. And if he miscounted, it should all be binding on some level. Amrit, I'll tell you. Let's think this through. The animal itself is becoming kadosh, and the mistaken count is becoming kadosh. Mahu ena mekudosh ala besamoch, just like it itself is only kadosh in its own proximity. I am me. The animal is itself. It's within its own proximity. Af tauso ena miskadoshes ala besamoch. Similarly, the mistaken one is only going to become kodesh within proximity. So the ninth can be kodesh because it's close to the 10th, and the 11th can be kodesh because it's close to the 10th. But to keep going with this, that doesn't work. It has to be just like it is kodesh besamuch. So the ta'uso, the mistaken one, can only be kadosh as well, besamuch. Now, there's an obvious question over here. Why is it that the ninth one is handled differently than the 11th? If you're saying that it's in proximity, it should be kodesh, or almost kodesh on some level, why are they handled totally differently? The 11th one becomes a shlamim. It's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And the 9th has this interesting kedusha of basically disqualification, and we wait for a mum, and then you can use it. Why is it handled differently? So I'd like to excerpt a piece from today's daf, Samach Aleph. Admittedly, it's in middle of more of a Hava Mina and Akasha, a little bit unusual for our style, but I think it sheds light on some level on this topic and is something certainly to mull over and think about in the way this halacha is playing out. Take a look at the Gemara about a third of the way down in the middle of the line, the word va'od, detanya. And it's in the middle of Akasha, but we should be able to appreciate the piece on some level of significance. Im min ha-bakar, l'rabos acharaso l'shlomim. We have a pasuk that tells us that we should include the 11th one as becoming a shlomim. This is the presentation of the braisa. Yochol sha'ani marba af hatashi'i. I would think that I should include even the 9th one. Same logic. Close proximity to the 10th. It's a miscount. It should also become a shlomim. Amrit, I'm going to tell you something. Let's think this through. V'chi hektish lefanav mekadesh o la'acharav mekadesh. When you have something that's kodesh, and it's going to be mekadesh something else, is it mekadesh something that preceded it, or it's mekadesh something that comes after it? Let's discuss a temura. You have an animal that's kodesh. After it's kodesh, you bring over another animal, and you say the holiness of the first animal that is a korban should be transferred to the new one. That's called temura, transfer. And that affects the new animal. It's not a good scene. Vayahu temurasa yiya kodesh. They're both kodesh and the person is in violation. It's a problem, but that's how it works. You could be mekadesh something that follows the thing that's already kodosh. But if you had something that preceded the kedusha, you brought an animal over before it became kadosh, of course, nothing happens because it's not kadosh yet. Says the Braisa, v'chi hektish lefan of mekadesh ala achar of mekadesh. Can something cause kedusha to something else before it becomes kadosh or after it becomes kadosh? Have yomer la'achar of mekadesh. It can only do it after it's already kadosh. And therefore, if the 10th one is the one that's generating kedusha over here, then the 9th one might become kadosh in the way of disqualification. But it's not going to be a genuine kedusha to the point that it could be brought on the mizbeach. Because the genuine original kedusha from which everything else is emanating hasn't happened yet. You're counting the 9th. You haven't counted the 10th yet. After you count the 10th, it's possible to go ahead and make the 11th kadosh according to whatever its rules are. Now, indeed, in the previous session, in that Mishnah, there was a debate. Is the 11th a temura or it's something else? Because it's going to be brought on the Mizbeach. But however we resolve that unique status, it's emanating from the kedusha of the 10th. Because you have to have kedusha here first before you can make other kedusha. The 9th is therefore a kedusha disqualification that's quite inferior, and therefore it's handled differently. Its halacha is yochal b'mumo, we wait for a blemish, whereas the 11th is brought as a karban shlamim. Hadron aloch meseches bechoros, we daven for the opportunity to learn the mesechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach for joining.